This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Happiness is wholeness. Happiness is wholeness. Now, would you believe that happiness is wholeness? Would you believe that everything that you do makes happiness, or everything you don't do makes happiness? It's up to you. Happiness is wholeness, and it's however you want to look at it. If you want to look at happiness and see happiness result in something beautiful in your life, well, you go right ahead. If you want to see happiness result in something magnificent in your life, go right ahead. Happiness is wholeness. Happiness is beauty. Happiness is harmony. Happiness is joy. Happiness is peace. What is it that you are doing to make happiness in your life? Well, we go to the theater and we laugh at a happy show. And we're laughing and laughing, and everybody's laughing, and everybody is happy, and everybody is thinking, hey, isn't that funny? Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? And then, all of a sudden, we're laughing again. And we're laughing, and we're laughing, and we're laughing, and we're laughing. And we realize that nobody else is laughing. And we think to ourselves, whoops, what am I doing? I'm laughing and nobody else is laughing. I must be getting something nobody else is getting. I must be laughing at something that nobody else is laughing at. And this is the way happiness and wholeness are. When we have wholeness, we can laugh and be happy. When we have sadness or sickness or anything, then we don't want to laugh so much. But did you get the word, we don't want to laugh? It's all a matter of attitude. What attitude do you have about your illness, your laughter, your being? What attitude do you have about that? Do you have the attitude that you're a happy person, you're a joyous person, you're a fulfilled person? When you are happy, there's no room for illness. There's no room for thoughts of illness. There's no room for attitudes of illness. And an attitude is so important. And happiness is purely an attitude. Well, of course, everything in life is purely an attitude. But take the attitude of joy, happiness, peace, joy, and love, peace, joy, and goodness, peace, joy. Oh my goodness, watch that joy getting in there. Yes, get joy in your heart. Get happiness in your heart. Get peace in your heart. Get love in your heart. And when you have these attitudes in your heart, happiness is always there right with them. Because happiness belongs to peace and love and joy and harmony and goodness. It doesn't matter whether you have anything that causes you unhappiness or not. Because happiness is an attitude. And we can just as easy have something that causes us happiness. Happiness is our choice. Happiness is who we want to be. Happiness is our health. Happiness is all that we love and are. We talked a lot about clowns lately and how they bring happiness into people's lives, and how they make people change their thinking from sadness to happiness just by the silly way the clowns look, and just by the little boy who wanted to help his, didn't want to help his mother and father, he wanted to live a happier life. And so he went around being silly whenever anyone was sad, because it caused them to be happy. He went around being silly, doing something dumb or stupid, because it made people laugh. And he loved making people laugh. But then he learned how to be more professional, like a clown is professional. They do dumb things, and we know they're doing dumb things, and we still laugh. We laugh because it's so incongruous with the natural way of doing things that these clowns are. We can be incongruous ourselves when we laugh when we have unhappiness in our life, laugh when we have illness, laugh when something goes wrong. And laughter is the most natural, wonderful, happy thing that we could ever consider doing. It's a wonderful thing when we can make laughter, make happiness, and bring wholeness into our being. Because wholeness and happiness go hand in hand everywhere, everywhere they exist. And if you want wholeness in your life, then let happiness be in your life. Happiness is an attitude that we can have sometimes a little easier than the wholeness attitude. But when we have the happiness attitude, the wholeness attitude joins hands and stays tightly holding there. and part of that reality that we are. Say the happiness for yourself. Say the joy for yourself. Say the peace for yourself. Say the wisdom. Say the love for yourself. And watch the wholeness that is that part and parcel be your total life right now in every way. It's a great day, isn't it? Have a happy day and have a wholeness day. That's who you are, and that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.